about 9 of us who were past presidents at one time of the Silent Basketball put out a statement as we were not happy with what took place at Kenema.
Why were you not happy with
Well, we were not happy because of what happened. I mean, we normally have a program which we follow every year, and on this occasion, they did not comply with it. For example, all the different people in the executive should give their reports. The treasurer, the secretary, assistant treasurer, so that you have a brief summary of what has taken place in the past before you have the new elections now to have the new members. That was not done. Instead, they rushed to have elections, which created a lot of problems. And ballot papers were being thrown on the floor. So they did not comply with the normal agenda. And because of this, it created a lot of problems.
So as past president, are you engaging with the organization and the lawyers involved to try to bring some form of normalcy?
Not personally. As a group, we've put forward a position paper, and the different groups that are involved in this, we expect to meet them and tell them how we think these things should be done. Because we used to have this conference every year, and we have an agenda which we follow. That is, we have speeches by the Attorney General, President of the Bar Association. Then we go to the reports of the past executive to tell us what and what they've been doing. And eventually we get elections of new members. And all. So we have a program which we've followed for years now. And since we've been following it, we've never had any problems. But when they went to Kenema this time, they changed the whole thing. It created a lot of problems.
So do you think by rerunning the elections, that will resolve a majority of the problems that exist now?
I don't think so. I don't know whether it will solve. It was just an option, one of the options we thought we can put forward to see if that can help. But they're not bound to do it. But I don't know which other way they do things again to satisfy the majority, because a lot of people were not able to cast their votes. If you look at the results, you see somebody having 500 and something, then the others 20-something. It's not possible, because we know the different figures that were available all over the place. And if they don't have what are called reasonable figures, there was something fundamentally wrong. Because a lot of people, those who were the students, I mean, the guys who were coming from Bo and from Freetown, said that as soon as they were coming, a lorry broke down deliberately, they said, with logs on the street. They could not access the street. So a lot of them, by the time they were getting to Kenema, the elections was over. And they are saying that it was deliberate, that they could not get access to Kenema.
But do you think the controversy surrounding the election will tarnish the Bar Association itself following this?
Oh,
because
yes.
People are displeased.
Oh, yes. Our reputation has now been tarnished, not just locally, internationally as well. Colleagues of mine who are in England, who I studied with, they all called me and say, what are we hearing about the Silent Basketball? One of the oldest in Africa, with a big reputation. It has already tarnished it. So we have to find ways and means to minimize the damage that has been done.
What advice will you give organizers of this event in order to right the wrong?
Well, one advice I'll give the candidates is, first of all, they must realize that what they're going in for is for service, to serve their fellow colleagues at the bar. It's not as a platform for politics or any other form of ambition they have. I think that's one. Number two, I think they should shy away from the politicians with money, because there is evidence that on both sides of three sides, money changing hands. And if they come in as just lawyers who are interested in serving their fellow colleagues, irrespective of their politics or ideology, to see that they really are well looked after, I don't think that should be a problem.